From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade commissioners yesterday took a big step toward extending State Road 836 into protected wetlands. They voted to forward the proposal to state regulators. WLRN's Kate Stein reports it's a collision of traffic, the Everglades, and sea level rise.
The 20-mile commute from West Kendall to Miami can take 2 hours one way. That's why Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is championing the 836 extension.
I would never propose a project that I did not think was going to relieve the people, the hardworking middle-class people of West Dade that deserve a better quality of life.
But there are fears extending the expressway will encourage more development near the Everglades. Laura Reynolds is with the Hold the Line Coalition.
The best thing we can do and your own priorities point to Everglades restoration.
At the commission meeting, Reynolds pointed out what scientists also say about the Everglades. Restoring a more natural flow of water through the wetlands will push back against rising seas that are pushing inland.
And so I ask you not to bisect it with this road and preclude what is going to help us survive sea level rise.
Other critics pointed out a new expressway would make it more convenient to drive cars that release carbon dioxide, which warms the planet, melts ice caps, and ultimately worsens sea level rise. Mayor Jimenez says to address traffic problems, the county needs to consider more public transit, but also new roadways, maybe with low emissions buses. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.